Namaskar. The Central Bureau of Investigation has been in the news for the last 1 month. Possibly for all the wrong reasons. Now, before we talk about the controversies in Central Bureau of Investigation, let's spend 3 minutes on understanding what the Central Bureau of Investigation is. Central Bureau of Investigation can trace its origin to something called as the Special Police Establishment, formed in 1941, before independence, by the British government. The British government formed something called as Special Police Establishment to look into corruptions in the central government operations. So it was purely to investigate corruption in the central government. In 1946, the SPE was converted into DSPE, which means Special Police Establishment, was converted into Delhi Special Police Establishment. 1946. Role more or less the same. They actually opened up the department and say all the government department will be now investigated by this department for corruption. The actual formulation of CBI happened in 1963 when the DSPE, Delhi Special Police Establishment, was converted into the popularly known Central Bureau of Investigation, 1963. And the current CBI that you see with all the powers and all the glory was actually formulated in 1965, was actually seen in 1965. The scope of CBI was opened. CBI was told, ke bhaiya dekho, you are not only going to deal with corruption in the government organization, but you will now deal with crime, you will deal with terrorism, you will deal with economic offenses, and you will deal with a lot more than what the original SPE would deal. So, technically speaking, 1965 saw the actual birth of the full-fledged Central Bureau of Investigation. Before I go further, I want to read one quote that the first director of Central Bureau of Investigation had made. His name was Mr. D.P. Kohli. Mr. D.P. Kohli had made a statement which actually spoke about what the Central Bureau of Investigation should stand for. The reason I'm making this quote, I'll tell you later on. Okay. The quote he made was, "The public expects the highest standard from you, both in efficiency and integrity. That faith has to be sustained. The motto of CBI is industry, impartiality, and integrity. These must always guide your work. Loyalty to duty must come first, wherever, at all times, in all circumstances." This was D.P. Kohli, the founder director of CBI, and he made this statement somewhere in 1968. That was the standard that CBI was supposed to maintain. That was the benchmark laid for the Central Bureau of Investigation. Now, the reason I read it is because all of us can figure out how much of this is actually practiced now. Anyway, let's go further. Okay, the CBI, let's talk about the positions in CBI. The CBI is headed by the director of CBI. He is the head of CBI. And then you have the special director, you have additional directors, you have deputy inspector general of police, you have inspectors, you have sub-inspectors, you have assistant inspectors, you have head constable, and you have constable. So more or less, the designation of CBI is very similar to the designation that of your local police force. So the designation is more or less the same. Now, let us talk about what has CBI done for us in the last so many years. This is also a very controversial statement that I'm just going to make. It's because CBI has been talking about a conviction rate of almost on an average of 65%. For instance, in 2005, CBI recorded a conviction rate of 65.6%. In 2006, 67.7%. In 2009, 64.4%. In 2017, they say that they had a conviction rate of 69.02%. Conviction rate is where they've investigated, they've caught the criminal, they've put them in front of the judge, and the judge said, yes, the evidences are enough for me to convict the man. That is conviction rate. Now, this is what generally is spoken about. Now, expert says, nahin, nahin, yaar, ye theek nahin hai. This is not fair. Because this is talking about every case that comes to you. Small, very minuscule cases which are actually irrelevant. But when it comes to major cases, the conviction rate of Central Bureau of Investigation has only been a decimal 3.96%. Which means, out of every 100 cases, only 3.96% cases were actually solved by CBI. This is what people say. This is one school of thought. They say that this is the actual rate of conviction and not the 65% average conviction that the CBI talks about. So that's one end of the story. Now, let us talk about the major cases that CBI has won so far. Cases that we can remember. The major cases that CBI has run so far is, one would be a Satyam scam, two would be the Banwari Devi murder case, three would be the Hawala scam, 1991, Telgi if you remember, fourth would be the Priyadarshini Mattu murder case. These are some of the major cases that CBI has convicted, CBI has investigated and got conviction. Now let's talk about some of the failures of CBI. And that's huge. The first failure is the 2G scam. Raja is out. The second, Arushi murder case. The parents were acquitted. Shahabuddin case, Indian Coal Association scam, Commonwealth Games, corruption against MCI chief Ketan Desai. So there was a huge fodder scam case. So there was a huge list of cases that goes on and on where CBI actually failed. So if you actually look major cases, I think that makes sense, because major cases mein, there are a lot of cases that CBI actually couldn't get convictions. Okay, and to their credit, they have a few cases which they have got convictions. Now let's move further. How is a CBI director appointed? The CBI director is primarily, the head of CBI is primarily appointed by three people. One is the Prime Minister of India. Second is the leader of the opposition of India. And third is the Chief Justice of India. These three people have to come together to appoint the director of the Central Bureau of Investigation. Now, this is about CBI and their efficiency. Now, let's come to the controversy. So, as a consensus candidate, Mr. Alok Verma was put as the director of CBI. But the rumors are that the Prime Minister's office wanted Mr. Astana, Mr. Rakesh Astana, to play a very vital role in CBI. Mr. Rakesh Astana was allegedly known as Prime Minister's man. Now, if you actually go through Mr. Rakesh Astana's credentials, his credential flows as follows. Rakesh Astana is a 1984 batch IPS officer from Gujarat cadre. Now, few of the things that are very interesting about Rakesh Astana is, Rakesh Astana headed the special investigation team of the Gujarat police that probed the 2002 Godhra's massacre. He also probed the 2008 serial bomb blast in Gujarat, the case against Mr. Lalu Prasad Yadav of RJD. He also headed the probe in the Augusta Westland case and also the INX media case. So, if you have to look at it, Mr. Rakesh Astana was in the middle of a lot of cases that involved the PMO, that involved the BJP, either as a person who is part of the case or somebody who benefited out of case. So, Mr. Astana actually worked very closely for Mr. Modi. It at least it's seen that way. Now, let us talk about the career of Mr. Alok Verma. Now, Mr. Alok Verma didn't have a very glorious career. He didn't have a very exciting career. He had a very simple career. In fact, he was a 1979 IPS officer from Delhi cadre. In his 38 years of IPS career, the few of the highlights were that he became the DCP of South Delhi. He became the IG of New Delhi Range. And finally, in 2016, he took over as the Commissioner of Police, New Delhi. So these were few of the highlight in Mr. Alok Verma's career. So he didn't have a very, very exciting career or very glamorous career as such. So that was Mr. Alok Verma's career. Now, let us explore the actual problem between Mr. Alok Verma, the director of CBI, and Mr. Rakesh Astana, the joint director of CBI. Let us understand what are the exchanges that these two gentlemen had. Let us talk about Alok Verma. Now, Alok Verma says that Mr. Astana took 2 crores from Moin Qureshi. This was one of the allegations of Mr. Alok Verma. Mr. Alok Verma therefore filed an FIR against Mr. Astana. Mr. Alok Verma went to the CVC, Central Vigilance Committee, to complain against Mr. Astana, saying that this man is corrupt. He alienated Mr. Astana from all the major cases during his 4 months tenure. And finally, he got the CBI to raid Mr. Astana's office, based on which the FIR was filed. So this was what Mr. Alok Verma did to Mr. Astana. Now, Mr. Astana did his own bit. What Mr. Astana did here is, Mr. Astana said, it is Alok Verma who took 2 crores and not him. So he said, Alok Verma is corrupt and not me. Astana says that the FIR that Alok Verma filed was motivated. It was not a fair FIR. Rakesh Astana submitted a list of alleged corruption cases of Alok Verma to the Prime Minister's office and the CVC. Now, the Prime Minister's office, why? One doesn't know. But possibly he submitted it to the Prime Minister's office, possibly because he had the proximity to the Prime Minister's office. And he submitted a list of corruption cases against Alok Verma to the Chief Vigilance Officer. Now, Mr. Alok Verma wants to induct his close friends into the agency, says Mr. Rakesh Astana. He says, the people that were bought into the CBI, the officers that were bought into the CBI, Mr. Rakesh Astana blamed that they were friends of Mr. Alok Verma, which means Mr. Rakesh Astana said Mr. Alok Verma was practicing nepotism. So this is another thing he said. Rakesh Astana said that Mr. Alok Verma is interfering in cases. He says he interfered in Mr. Lalu Prasad Yadav's case. He is interfering in Mr. Vijay Mallya's case. So Rakesh Astana blamed Alok Verma for interference in cases. So this spat between two very senior officers of one of the premium most investigative agency of India, the Central Bureau of Investigation, actually not only spoiled the name of CBI in India, but CBI became a joke across the globe. People all over the world started talking about the foolishness that is happening in the Central Bureau of Investigation. This also raised a lot of eyebrows. This also raised a lot of eyebrows because the PMO showed a lot of interest in this case and was interfering in this case. So rather than resolving this case, the PMO was actually taking sides. Isn't this ironical? A premier investigation agency formed from 1941 to safeguard us from the government and the government employees actually misusing our money and being corrupt. It was meant to safeguard us. Today, it is safeguarding the government from us rather than safeguarding us from corrupt government officials. I only hope that in this entire controversy, we understand that are we creating an organization like Gestapo? Is CBI going to be tomorrow's Gestapo? The way Gestapo was serving the Nazis, is the CBI going to serve the ruling party? And actually, tomorrow, we have to be careful of CBI rather than we being carefree because CBI is there. Namaskar. For more such episodes, please subscribe to HW News and press the bell icon for instant notification. Also,